You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
What is up? This is Fantasy Sports Today on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, I am Greg Sussman. A day after his Russian loss, Matt's not here.
Oh, boy. Did those girls and those gals lost, huh?
No, not those gals. A gal. It was wild, Corey. Like, I know you were probably watching, like, Steph put up 44, but this was wild last night. This was some of the most intense stuff I have seen in a very long time.
I didn't see it. I didn't see one skate, one slither, one slice across the ice.
So it was wild. I mean, they were talking, like, going into the night, these two arch rivals, right?
Yeah.
These two
like Russian me and girls. Adam Ronis.
Like you and Adam Ronis, who returns to the airwaves here on FNTSY on Monday.
Yep.
Now, we'll talk about the Olympics, of course, next hour, but this was crazy. I mean, they started off with a voiceover package by Tara Lipinski about some of the arch rivals in skating, like Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah.
Michelle Kwan and Tara Lipinski themselves. Okay. And it all builds up to these two Russian girls.
Yeah.
15-year-old girl, Alina something.
Yeah.
And Yevgeny something, the 18-year-old.
Yeah.
And it all, like, they were the only two people that had a chance at the gold medal.
Yeah.
And it built and built and built until, like, this is like NBC's dream. In the 11 o'clock hour, both those girls skated. One was third to last, and one was last. And was separated by a Canadian. And those three girls are the ones that medaled. It was crazy. It was so exciting.
So who won the gold medal?
You spoil it for you? You didn't DVR it?
No, I did not DVR it. Yeah, Alicia run
DVR.
It?
So you had the 15-year-old Alina.
Alina, okay.
She went first, right?
Okay, Alina went first.
And you get bonus points when you do all your jumps in the second half. Because like you're skating for 2 minutes, you're very tired. So she does all these jumps in the second half of the skate, and it was like perfect. And it was amazing. Next is the Canadian, and she like skated like the skate of her life.
Yeah.
And she finishes like 10 points behind Alina. That's how good Alina is.
Wow.
15 years old.
Yeah.
And then, the main event.
What's homegirl name?
I want to get it right. It's Yevgena. Matt even texted me this morning about it.
Yevgena?
Yes. Medvedeva.
Okay, Medvedeva.
That's what it is. And she goes, and she is coached by the same woman that coached Alina. The 15-year-old.
Okay,
same coach.
So the same coach. They're in the same camp.
Oh, yeah. And she goes and she puts on an unbelievable skate.
Uh-huh.
Like,
and they tie.
I was praying for a tie.
Yeah.
And you have the coach who just coached the girl that either is about to win the gold medal or not, sitting next to a girl that's either going to win the gold medal or not. Like, I don't even know what the coach is thinking.
Yeah.
And the points come across the screen, and they announce it, and she lost by 1 point.
Wow.
1 point. And the coach is just sitting there like,
he couldn't do nothing.
She was just sitting there like this.
Yeah.
The other girl's crying. Like, poor Medvedeva was crying.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel bad for Medvedeva.
She's like, I gave it everything I had. It was.
Yeah. She left it all on the ice.
And Judy, you're sitting there, she's like, this is like the loneliest moment in sports. Just sitting waiting. And nothing you could do. You're just waiting for your scores. And I was
that's
like,
crazy.
That's
crazy.
That was good.
Shout out to the Olympic athletes from Russia.
It was awesome. I believe it was Russia's first gold medal at the Olympics.
They fell off.
They fell off indeed.
Just like the United States.
Yeah. Judy also had another sports reference that I'm going to tell you about when we come back last
night.
I'm
open for
it. It was very good. It's Parson and Sussman. Next couple hours.
Complimentary MST pieces.
On FNTSY.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
It's popping off.
Joker was a way more developed villain and character.
For sure.
Than Michael B. Jordan's villain. And that's nothing against Michael B. Jordan or his character in Black Panther.
Oh, because he did a phenomenal job.
I thought he did a great job.
Destroyed
it. He's a great villain.
Seriously.
He's very angry. I remember texting that to Pete. I was like, he's so angry.
I love it.
Michael B. Jordan is a phenomenal villain.
Right.
I would put him up with Heath Ledger as a great villain.
No, of course. Yeah. Like, no, he committed, for sure. He committed.
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
You guys like watch any shows together?
No, we watch shows together. We watch The Punisher. If she's watching The Kardashians, I'm playing Overwatch.
I get stuck watching The Kardashians.
I've caught a couple episodes, though. I'm not going to lie.
Sure. Like, I've caught quite a few.
It's been a while since I've had to watch something I don't want to watch.
Zero.
You don't live with a girlfriend. You don't.
No. Let me make this clear right now. And for everybody,
this is gonna be great. 100%.
I am never going to be forced to watch a Kardashian show.
Watch on the FNTSY YouTube stream and listen anytime on popular podcast providers.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
So last night I was, you know, into the Night of the Rolling Stones.
Oh, this was Scotty. Was that crazy with that
one?
Yeah, Scotty Love. Yeah, that's not. This wasn't his best move. He got better moves than that.
He does.
That one was whack.
I agree. Now,
so what else happened last night? You're not about to tell me some crazy baseball story, are you?
Do you think do I know you better than that?
I think you do.
Come on.
All right, so what happened?
Have a little faith.
I was on a scavenger hunt last night, so I really don't know too much about what took place in sports. But it's going to be banging anyway.
I just want you to have a little faith in me.
I have faith in you.
Thank
Greg,
you.
That's
all I could ask for. So, with Holly Judy, you know, as you know, is a big Russell Wilson fan, right?
Yeah.
So I was telling her about. He's going to Yankee camp on
he's
Monday, and he was Brandon Drury's all
Did you show her the
it.
Picture of that little beautiful chocolate baby?
No, I did not. I'm sure she saw it on his Instagram.
Oh, she follows him on the gram?
Yes.
You should have asked her about it.
You can if you
want. We discussed it. I figured you would bring it up to her.
I had not. It still hasn't registered for me.
Text her.
Okay. What do you want me to say?
Text her. Tell her Corey
says. Corey says.
Corey's looking for a comment on Russell Wilson's and Ciara's new child.
He's looking for a comment on Ciara and Russell Wilson's new child.
Yes.
All right. When she's out of the shower, I'm sure she will let me know.
Oh, she don't go to work before
10
you?
O'clock. 10 o'clock she has to get to work.
That's when she leaves out?
No, she has to be there at 10, so she might be on the subway now.
All right, cool.
Okay. But anyway, we're sitting there.
I'm happy.
And hopefully you get a comment.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking, and she's like, oh, it makes sense Russell Wilson's there, and like, Eli's not there. I go, what was the shot at Eli for?
Yeah, what was up with that?
And she goes, they need somebody else. Like, he can't get out of the pocket. And I'm like,
it's the Yankees.
I'm like, Eli can't get out of the pocket? She goes, yeah, I mean, he's too immobile. I'm just like,
she's got good. She's learning.
What?
She's learning. She's learning, Greg.
Yeah.
She's learning. She's doing better than Scott.
Judy responded with what?
On his Instagram, on Russell Wilson's Instagram, Corey's looking for a comment on the look of the child.
Look of the child from you. Okay.
Tell her on the radio.
Yes. We're on the radio. Okay, there you go. So yeah, so she's telling me.
Judy don't listen to us, do she?
No.
I've never had somebody listen.
No. I brought it up and she goes, oh, I'm sorry, I should listen.
No, never. Never. I'm not listening to that.
Do your parents listen?
Huh?
Do your parents listen?
No. Mm-mm.
Did they ever?
Nobody. Really? Nobody. My sister used to listen way back in the day.
Right.
But not now.
Noah probably listens.
Nah. Noah's very different when it comes to stuff like that. Noah probably listens like NPR in the morning.
Nah, he's a smart man.
Yeah,
my parents used to listen. My dad listens. He's listening right now.
That's what's up.
He listens for
sure. Shout out to Papa Suss.
Yeah, absolutely. My mom, I tell her about it, and she goes, "Ah, the app doesn't work." I'm like, "Mom, you didn't download it."
Yeah, no.
You gotta go to the app store.
Yeah.
And you gotta download it.
What floor is it on?
Judy says, quote, "I don't think she was pregnant." What?
Judy didn't know she was pregnant. I guess Judy's not as connected to these people as you think
she is.
She had a baby already, Judy. The baby's been born. It's not. Yeah. The pregnancy is over. It's a little baby right there.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Judy's making this difficult.
I thought it was going to be much easier.
I thought it would be too.
You'd be like, oh, looks
cute.
Yeah,
I saw it. It's a cute baby.
Here we go. Is he talking about Sienna Princess?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see what the next response is.
Okay, that's good.
There you go. Russell Wilson, will you identify him as a member of the Seahawks or a member as a Yankee?
As a member of the Seahawks. He's definitely a Seattle Seahawk, Greggy.
She says to you, she's like 1.5. She's not new. I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, this
and
is she's the first photos we've seen.
And she's awesome.
Okay.
Duh.
Excuse me, Judy. These are the first times the photos have been released. If Judy's supposed to be the president of the Russell Wilson fan club, she should know this.
Yeah.
There you go. Russell Wilson fan club, the president is Judy, and the vice president is Scott. It's a power struggle.
It's probably the other way, right?
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's probably. She also wanted you to know that Future Junior is very cool, too.
Oh yeah, no, that's not Russell's child, but yes.
But Russell treats him like a son, she says.
Russell's very nice to the boy. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm sure Future treats him like a son also.
I would hope
probably more so like a son.
You think so?
Yeah.
He is the Future's
money.
Son.
Yeah, uh-huh. Shout out to Future.
Yeah, shout out to Future.
Did you do the walk-up bracket? Did you submit for
I did.
Yeah, I did.
What did you put? What did you end up putting?
I put Migos, Walk It, Talk It.
That makes sense. Now, what he's referring to is our guy Tom McFeely is compiling a whole list of from fantasy experts in the industry what their walk-up music would be. And Corey has chosen a song
Migos,
by Migos.
Walk It, Talk It. It's Migos and Drake. It's on a new album.
That's pretty cool. So you chose a newer song.
Yeah, I went with a newer jam.
Okay, all right.
And attempts. And then you went with...
What do you think I went with?
I can't wait to hear what you...
All right.
What'd you go with?
Listen, it's a walk-up song, right? So it's not going to be some, like... Justin Bieber song. I'm not going to walk up to Justin Bieber.
No.
Right?
What would be Greg's walk? I don't know what's trending. Right? Is it an old song or
it's old?
Song?
It's older.
It's an older jam?
It's an older jam.
It's what's the song that we used to come out to on the Sunday
show?
No, it's not a fun...
It's not a song by Fun.
No.
No.
I don't know, Greggy.
I chose a T.I. song, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one?
It's All She Wrote. All
right, there you go right there.
Post me up.
It gets you ready to go?
Yeah!
Good.
So I emailed this to Tom McFeely, and he's like... What about the song? Like, that's all she wrote. Like, you're gonna mow him down from the mound. And you're gonna hit a home run. I'm like, man, this
Tom,
is.
Tom, take the damn thing and let's move on.
Come on.
I got a lot of other emails to get to.
That's all she wrote. Like, I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna, I'm gonna do my thing.
Yeah. Are you Facebook friends with Tom McFeely?
I don't know. Are you?
Yeah, he's my guy.
Gosh, I'm gonna look.
Some would call him a snowflake.
Some would call you a snowflake.
Yes, you're right.
I am friends with. Atomic Feely.
Oh, okay.
On Facebook, yes.
He's active.
Yeah, I honestly don't really see much of his stuff, to be honest with you.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, I feel like there's certain people I see a lot of.
Yeah.
And then some people I don't see anything of.
I see a lot of Tom McFeely. He's my man, though. I ain't got a beef with Tom McFeely. He's cool.
That's cool.
Some people have muted him.
Are they people that happen not to be at the stable today?
I don't even think they know each other. It would never work with those two. It would never happen with those two.
When we go on YouTube in a few moments, we're going to talk about another topic you're very passionate about.
Yeah.
Which is Lamar Jackson.
This thing is crazy.
There's a lot of stuff going on. So I wanted to talk about that on YouTube, get a video, and do that. But before we do, I wanted to bring up Sammy Watkins to you. Because now Mike Garofalo, our guy, NFL Network.
He's not our guy.
I like Mike Garofalo a lot.
He's not a fantasy guy.
I didn't say he was a fantasy guy.
He despises fantasy
football. He despises fantasy football? Well, really?
He does not like fantasy football.
Why do you say that?
Because I've had email conversations with him trying to get him on programs before.
Right.
And he does not want to talk about anything fantasy.
That's not very nice.
He's doing his thing. He's getting his money, so whatever.
But I like him, too.
He's going to... At some point, he's going to have to change.
I absolutely agree.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Garrett Fuller basically reported that they want to tag two people, and you can't do that.
No, you can't tag two people because that the owners would really be cheating at that point. Because the next thing you know, the owners start tagging the whole team. Everybody be on 1 year contracts.
So they want to tag both LaMarcus Joyner and Sammy Watkins.
Can't do that.
Well, they can use a transition tag, but they're not going to do that. So Joyner has really blossomed into his own last year.
Yeah.
And Sammy Watkins, of course, is Sammy Watkins.
A complimentary piece.
A complimentary piece, like us.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically. Right. Nobody's Jared Goff or Todd Gurley.
No.
Not at this table.
According to Garofalo, the Rams right now are actually leaning toward tagging Joyner over Watkins.
And we're making Watkins an unrestricted free agent.
Indeed.
That would help Sammy Watkins a lot. Because then this way, he could put himself in positions and situations. He can go negotiate his own deal. See, he was traded to the Rams, right?
Yes.
So they didn't know how to use him properly.
No.
This guy was healthy.
Except on the goal line. They used him well on the goal line.
They did. This guy was healthy. They gave him 16 games of good service and good action. Foot not an issue. No problems health-wise. But he was out. Cooper Kupp had more receptions than him.
Robert Woods
had more catches than him, a better year than him. Sammy needs to go someplace where he could be a true dominant wide receiver one. So if he does get the hit free agency, I think that's what Sammy go ahead and does. You know, him and his agent work it out, get him in the best spot so he can go ahead and really get after it, because we know what kind of talent that Sammy Watkins is. And I think San Francisco, I would run to San Francisco if I hit free agency and I was Sammy Watkins. I would get out there with Jimmy G. Shout out to Bensonhurst, and we would just take it from there. I would win chips like that.
All right, so
then watch him get hurt. My foot again.
Seems like very, very likely.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Sammy Watkins may be free after all, which I think is really interesting. And it's interesting because we found out yesterday that somebody won't be free, and that's Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
Who, because of all the suspensions and whatnot.
I didn't know that. They tagged him?
No, they didn't tag him. Basically, his contract is just told so much that it can be tendered, and they'll just tender him at, you know, a high level, and that'll be it. The next year, he'll be a restricted free agent, and then after that, he'll be an unrestricted free agent. So Josh Gordon's not leaving Cleveland anytime soon.
Nah, he's going to be stuck there. Hopefully, they get him a quarterback.
Yeah, that would be nice.
See, Josh Gordon is so talented, right? I would take a shot on A.J. McCarron, just in case him and Josh Gordon pop.
In fantasy, you said. If A.J. McCarron goes to Cleveland, you would take a shot on A.J. McCarron.
I would make him. He would be in my 18th round pick. I put a dollar on A.J. McCarron, because if him and Gordon pop, then A.J. McCarron's a steal.
Right, absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break and talk about one of the quarterbacks that could end up in Cleveland.
Brett Honeywell got a torn UCL.
Yes, he did.
I said that yesterday.
You did. Mm-hmm. You did indeed. We're going to talk about Lamar Jackson and what his prospects are. I know Corey feels very strongly one way. We'll break it down for you as best as we can. FST on FNTSY.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Welcome inside Studio 34 alongside the Fantasy Executive. I'm Greg Sussman. CP, said many months ago, Lamar Jackson was your guy.
Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield are my quarterbacks.
That's what you said from the beginning. Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield. And for a while, Baker Mayfield was a bit of a lightning rod, right?
Yeah.
Like, not that he still isn't, but, you know, he was, will he go in the first round? Is he Johnny Manziel?
Manziel. Baker Mayfield thing is the most ridiculous thing ever. Johnny Manziel is a straight junkie. Baker Mayfield is passionate athlete.
Correct.
Yeah.
And listen, in certain fairness to Baker Mayfield, he's come out and been like, I'm not Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, why? You shouldn't have to answer that question. It's ridiculous. Why would you compare him to Johnny Manziel?
Well, they compare him because
he's flashy, trash.
Yes, entitled.
Yeah. I wouldn't call Baker Mayfield entitled.
Because he had to work to where he got?
Yeah, and not to mention the fact that the media has given Baker Mayfield a tough way to go.
Okay, so Baker Mayfield, listen, was arrested in college.
Uh-huh.
certainly flashy with the flag, with the, you know, the middle fingers.
I want
whatever.
My quarterback to be like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and he worked, and the difference between Johnny Manziel, certainly, and Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield walked on at Texas Tech, then transferred Oklahoma, and ultimately won a Heisman, becoming the first ever walk-on
to win the
Heisman Trophy.
That's not Johnny Manziel.
Okay. So that was the conversation for a good month. Now we're into month two.
Yeah.
Right? And it seems like the conversation has turned to another Heisman winner, Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
Not only did he win the Heisman, but he was a finalist two other times, right? Finished second twice, I believe.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Uh-huh.
Now, Lamar Jackson, Corey, you believe he is the best, along with Baker Mayfield, the best quarterback in this draft.
Those
Why?
Are the best two quarterbacks in this draft. Baker Mayfield, I like Baker Mayfield's game. I like the way he plays. And listen, it is a spread offense. You're going to have to see throughout the combine in his pro days if he can make all the throws in the NFL. Struggle with that a little bit. In the Senior Bowl, but obviously it's going to be they're going to get with him and try to get some improvement. Everything else he can do. They talk about his height. Not worried about the height. The height thing does not bother me.
Okay,
we've seen shorter quarterbacks be successful in the NFL.
Drew Brees certainly comes to mind when you think of shorter quarterbacks having a ton of success.
Drew Brees has had obviously is a Hall of Famer. You have Russell Wilson who's on that Hall of Fame path. You even look at. David Gerrard had a couple good years at Jacksonville.
He's a shorter
guy, too. So you don't have to be 6'10 to be a quarterback.
No, you absolutely do not. No doubt about it. Like, and Hugh Jackson, you always hear, has his prototypical size for a quarterback that he wants and whatnot. And, like, you look at a guy like Sam Darnold, and he, like, fits that prototypical size and stature and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But he didn't have the success on the field that Lamar Jackson did.
None of them did.
And yet, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, you're not hearing any of those guys being converted to wide receiver.
No.
But some scouts, including Bill Polian, has said Lamar Jackson should convert to wide receiver now.
And he said now. Like, he said now. Don't do it like the Ohio State kid that did it at 29 years old.
Right.
Lamar Jackson convert to a wide receiver. That's downright disrespectful. First of all, it shows that Bill Polian and a lot of these NFL scouts are out of touch. The more that we think the NFL is evolving with their evaluation of college players, the more we see that they're really not. You still got the good old boy network doing stupid good old boy stuff like this. You're going to tell me this kid who 59.1% completion percentage, 3,600 yards, 27 passing touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 8 yards an attempt, 1,600 rushing yards, 18 rushing touchdowns in a Power 5 conference. That's Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen, 56% completion percentage, 1,800 yards, 16 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, less than 7 yards per attempt, 5 rushing touchdowns in a Group of 5 conference. That's Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
How is player A not better than player B?
No idea.
Clearly, he's the better player. And you're talking about making this dude a wide receiver? So he can get concussed and beat up and not get quarterback money. The reason why you want to be a quarterback, because the quarterback make the most money.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to train, you're going to make this guy into a wide receiver and then cut his salary in half? That makes absolutely no sense.
One other thing, you compare Josh Allen just now to Lamar Jackson, and one thing that we've heard in regards to both these guys is accuracy, right? That neither of these guys had the accuracy, and yet over the last week or so, Josh Allen's gone up to be the first pick with Cleveland in some mock drafts, or the second pick with the
Giants.
Mel
Kiper's number one. No, number one on Mel Kiper's big board, Josh Allen.
No, so that's not. That's not true.
Okay.
He's number one in the mock draft for Mel Kiper. Number one on the big board is actually Sam Darnold, which is interesting.
That is interesting. I guess fits and schemes of different different coaches.
But Josh Allen is number one or number two in multiple places over the last week of mock drafts. And this is like the most inaccurate college quarterback I've ever seen.
This guy's not good.
Right.
I think he's not good. I think he's a bust. I think he's going to be a bust. I think that he's being overhyped because he has that prototypical NFL quarterback look.
I think he's being overhyped because it's a copycat league and the guy that his team just won the Super Bowl came from Division Two.
Then that's even okay if you want to do it that way. Then
not that I want to do that, but I think it's the truth.
Okay, that could be the case also, but you're looking at this player and the measurables, it doesn't add up. You're looking at him of his stature and what he looks like in the pocket, and you feel better about him being the face of a franchise. That's what it is.
What did you think about the comparison of Lamar Jackson to Cordell Stewart?
Ah, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. Lamar Jackson is not Cordell Stewart. Lamar Jackson is Michael Vick.
Now, that was another comparison. But when people compared Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson, they said, quite frankly, that Michael Vick was having has had more success in college. Obviously, the Heisman, whatever. Yeah. But was just a more established passer.
We haven't seen. We didn't. When Michael Vick came into
the game, we didn't see anything like that.
We haven't seen anything like that. When, you know, so now Lamar Jackson is going against ghosts because you got more people that play like that now.
Correct.
And then when Michael Vick did it, it was like, oh my goodness.
It was electrifying. That was the best word you could use back in 2002, was that Michael Vick was electrifying.
Uh-huh.
We had never seen anything like that in our lives before. Now, you know, in fairness, there's been a lot of copycats of Michael Vick. A lot of copycats. And not saying Lamar Jackson's a copycat, but he certainly plays in the mold over Michael Vick with his ability to use his legs and certainly use his arms.
Who do you think is harder to game plan against if you're an NFL defensive coordinator?
Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Why are they not looking at it that way?
Now, unless Josh Allen could become, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady.
Exactly. Who, you know, that's a different story right there.
Of course.
But he's in profile to be an Aaron Rodgers-type quarterback, and you can't compare nobody coming out of college to Tom Brady.
Nor should you.
Yeah.
Right? So
maybe except Andrew Luck when he came out.
But that's like the only time in our lives I've ever heard of that before.
Exactly.
Like, when Andrew Luck and it's really interesting. When Andrew Luck came out, RG3 had the monster year at Baylor that year. And there was a question, oh, wow, do we go with Andrew Luck, the prototypical Tom Brady type guy? Or do you go with RG3, for lack of a better term, the Michael Vick type guy?
Uh-huh.
And Washington traded everything they had to move up to get RG3. And after year one, you're like,
it worked.
It worked. In every which way. If Mike Shanahan doesn't play RG3 with a torn ACL, who knows what happens?
Exactly. It changes the end of RG3 wasn't so mentally fragile.
Correct.
Who knows what happens?
You're absolutely right. But I will always say this. That first year where they were running triple options out of Washington, as a Giants fan, I don't know how you felt as Cowboys fan. As a Giants fan, I'm like, oh, F. I don't know how the Giants are going to stop this next 15 years.
You thought you were going to see 10 years of that in the division.
Correct.
And it didn't happen because they played him with a torn ACL.
And he was mentally fragile. But like, they were running with Alfred Morris, a 6th-round draft pick.
The offense was almost unstoppable.
It was unstoppable because you didn't know if he was going to run, he was going to pass. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the threat that you have with Lamar Jackson. You don't have to be the most accurate passer when you have the talent of a guy like Lamar Jackson.
He's too talented to let him just sit there. Somebody's going to get a steal at the back end of the first round or early in the second round. Or maybe these guys, these evaluators will start to smarten up and understand that this kid is one of the best quarterbacks to come out into the draft this year, and he deserves to be a top pick. They did the same thing last year with Watson.
Yeah, they did.
They did the same thing last year with Watson, and Watson comes into the league, and he sets them on fire. And they're like, oh, how do we miss?
Do you think that Lamar Jackson...
You missed because you were drafting Pat Mahomes.
Do you think that this stuff with Lamar Jackson is just smoke? Is there a team that's like, loves him and just planting this and just keeps planting it and planting
it? I can see that be a case also, but then you got Bill Polian going up on TV and saying it.
And he has no dog in the fight.
He has no dog in the fight. And then you have other, it's rumored to be NFL executives saying it also. But Bill Polian has been foolish enough to come out and say this in public.
Sure.
And double down on it.
Right. Does it surprise you that we've kind of, to me, relatively quickly moved on from Baker Mayfield to Lamar Jackson with this? They were all like, all right, Baker Mayfield's good. Now let's talk about Lamar Jackson.
And that's how it goes with these quarterbacks as you lead up and stuff like that.
And that's a really good
point.
They're going to create
controversies around this quarterback. Because the NFL has to stay in the news cycle. So this is an easy controversy to create around Lamar Jackson.
You're 1,000% right, because it was 3 weeks ago where it was Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen 1-2,
mm-hmm.
right? Now it was, will Baker Mayfield go in the first round? Now he's being mocked like the Jets at 6, the Dolphins at 10 or 11 or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so Baker Mayfield's done. Now you look at these mock drafts, Josh Rosen's like going all the way at the bottom of the draft. Like, what just happened? No one's practiced. What?
I guess you get the more experienced NFL evaluators are coming into play now, and they're taking their time, and they're really breaking these players
down. But when it comes to like the Clevelands or the Giants,
they should have been on this for a while
they've
now.
They've been on this for
months.
They know exactly who they want. There's nothing that they have seen without a combine. There is nothing that they have seen over the last 2 or 3 weeks that have changed their mind.
As a New York Giant fan, if they were to take Lamar Jackson, how would you feel?
I'd be excited.
Yeah.
So I think that's the right word, excited. Would I feel confident? No.
You want to see it. You got to see it.
I'm excited. And I think you can say the same thing about Baker Mayfield. I'll be honest. I know you don't agree. I'll say the same thing about Sam Darnold.
Okay. The game I saw Sam Darnold play, he wasn't impressive.
Sure. And I get it. I mean, there's games that Andrew Luck played in college that weren't impressive.
That's true, too.
You know. So I'd be excited about Sam Darnold. Josh Allen, maybe it's a Division II thing, but like, he came in, he had all this hype, and he faced nothing, obviously, in college. He didn't face the SEC.
Nope.
He didn't face the Big Ten and the Pac-12. He faced nothing. And he was terrible.
Flat out terrible.
Terrible.
So I don't...
At least Carson Wentz had a great senior year.
Exactly, but he looks the part.
Yeah.
Which is, that's going to cause somebody to lose their job. Him looking the part.
When you talk about entitlement, a lot can be said about Josh Rosen there as well. You know, you heard Johnny Manziel. It was amazing when everyone talks about entitlement or like off the field issues. Everyone just runs to Johnny Manziel now.
Yeah, that's the guy. He's the poster child of it.
He's the poster child of it, indeed. We'll see how he does in the spring league.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. He should play in LeVar Ball's basketball league.
Should. Big baller brand. All right, we can take a break here. We'll come back. Whole lot more to chat. We'll talk some NBA with the fantasy executive when we come back. Stick around. More on FST on FNTSY right after this.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
I want to know your thoughts on this song.
It drives me crazy.
This is an alright jam. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is an alright jam. I don't have nothing against this. It doesn't go into the list with some of the other worst songs in history, like Centerfield and jams like that.
Fantasy Factor.
The one they sing in Red Sox.
Sweet Caroline. Mm-hmm. Fantasy Factor is a perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller field, single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NHL and NBA free rolls each and every week. They're free to enter, so sign up today, www.fantasyfactor.com. All right. Before we get into the NBA, Corey, there's a couple other NFL notes that we were talking about. Franchise tag earlier this week with Jarvis Landry. We just talked about it with Sammy Watkins as well. So what's really interesting, franchise tag, like they have to fix this in a way. So franchise tag, don't you think it should be some sort of like for like a franchise player? Like,
yeah.
Is that so much to ask for? So Carolina, the latest example.
Yeah.
They rehired your boy Marty Herney.
Oh, boy.
And one of the seemingly best guards in football is this dude, Andrew Norwell.
Yeah.
Like, you're right.
He's a beast.
He's a beast. Do you and I actually know that he's a beast? No, but we're told he's a beast.
Yes.
We're told he's very, very good, but he's a guard, and guards don't make that much money. He doesn't deserve this, whatever. But Andrew Norwell is going to be like the top paid offensive lineman this offseason for everything that we've read. The Panthers aren't going to tag him. Do you know who they're going to tag?
Who?
Graham Gano. Graham Gano. Come on. It's broken if that's what you're doing.
Well, no, but they're telling you they're not spending money.
They're not. Well, they're investing money in different places.
Yeah, put it like that. They're investing money in different places.
Because they've already paid like Ryan Khalil and Matt Khalil and
another
guy.
They don't have it to pay the guard.
Right. Exactly. That's what they're trying to tell you.
Yeah, they don't have it to pay the guard. We got to
go. So we're going to go pay the kicker? Like, God forbid you lost Graham Gano.
Do you have to tag somebody?
No, of course not.
Yeah, exactly. So why would they tag Graham Gano? It's not like Graham Gano was going to go shopping for a deal.
Yeah, right?
You feel what I'm saying? He's comfortable. I kick for the Panthers. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Like, Adam Vinatieri re-signed with the Colts. Matt Bryant will re-sign with Atlanta. Yeah. And Graham Gano will just re-sign with Carolina.
That's basically what
would have
happened.
Dude.
That's ridiculous.
So I thought that was crazy to me. Also, I said this yesterday about the Kirk Cousins thing, like the leaked $60 million that the Jets are going to sign up for.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, why are people even talking about this? Like, that's not real.
No, it's
not a real number.
But people, but this is the time of year where people are grasping for stories in the NFL.
You're right.
And that number comes out and people go gaga over that. Listen, you know the Jets are going to throw the bag at Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
I think they're the favorite.
Yes. I agree with that. They're the favorite because they're going to throw the most money at him. Not because he wants to go there, but because they're going to throw the most money at him. And that's absolutely true. And it's not going to be $60 million for 1 year for multiple reasons. One, even though they could fit $60 million under the cap this year, that means next year you have to pay him $30 million. That's $90 million in 2 years for Kirk Cousins. They're not going to do that.
No, that's making no sense.
Absolutely not. That's $90 million guaranteed, you're hearing, for Kirk Cousins. It's not going to happen.
And how many guaranteed monies he got the last 2 years? Like $70
million? Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is the richest dude in the country.
Unbelievable. You got Donald Trump, more money than Donald Trump.
Yes, he does. He got more money than Matt Medica.
What do you do? How do you make your money?
Oh, him and Scotty. Wonderful. Good times.
So that was that. Now, talking about Kirk Cousins and making his 60, quote, million dollars.
Billion dollars.
Yeah, million dollars. It brings me to Buffalo. Because this Tyrod Taylor thing has taken another interesting turn.
Yeah, now they want him.
Now they're just like, oh, crap. We don't have, let's see, Kirk Cousins, he doesn't want to come to Buffalo. AJ McCarron, he doesn't want to come to Buffalo. It's just like, what are we gonna do? We probably should just bring back this guy for like $6 million instead of paying like $30 million.
I don't understand what it is that Tyrod Taylor
has ever done wrong.
Yeah, Tyrod, this dude is cursed.
Really is.
It's like every change in regime is like, oh no, I'm not fooling with Tyrod Taylor. You know what? That's Tyrod Taylor's here. He's like, he's just there. And then he comes in people have been trying to replace Tyrod Taylor for years.
Years.
And it's like he just comes, show up, do his job, came to the playoffs this year. You know what's after they benched him for Nate Peterman.
You know what's amazing? And Alex Smith can make millions and millions of dollars and do the same damn thing Tyrod Smith can do.
Exactly.
Tyrod Taylor can do.
You're right. They're the same player, a little bit different mold, but basically the
different
same player.
Mold, right.
They can get you to the first round. They can get you to the second round, something like that.
Yeah, no problem.
Not a guy that you need to replace every year. You feel what I'm saying?
No.
Tyrod Taylor's more exciting player than Alex Smith, but yeah, it really makes no sense how people continue to walk all over Tyrod Taylor.
I don't get it.
I wish he can go someplace where he was loved and appreciated.
That doesn't exist.
Somebody should love Tyrod Taylor like the girl in the DKM KMS commercial Love Kevin.
Sure.
I want somebody to love Tyrod Taylor.
I think
like
you're
that
just gonna say like Hugh loves AJ.
Oh, like how Hugh loves Kaiser. Well, he don't love Kaiser.
He doesn't love Kaiser. No, you don't want that. He's not tall enough.
Yeah. I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? It's baffling to me.
It's weird. One last football note here before we move on to the NBA. Our boy Gary Barnage has been on the program. Gary Barnage, he wants to come back. So I'm just like, all right,
so
dude, you're a tight end that like didn't get a job last year. So when he was asked about it, saying, how are you going to come back? You were a tight end nobody wanted last year. And he's like, listen, I sat out last year because I didn't get the right offer, which is what they all say.
Yeah.
And that's fine. You're certainly entitled to what you're worth. And he goes, honestly, the Browns are paying me like $700,000 to not play. And I was like, I'm good.
I'm cool with that. Yeah, no, I forget.
I'm like, you know what? I feel that, Gary Barnage.
Yeah, no. Gary Barnage is a smart man.
He's now not he's smarter
healthy,
than you thought.
Not concussed.
Exactly.
Everything, all his limbs are working fine.
Yep.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to play this year. What's up?
And
sign
there,
me up.
Give there
me,
you go.
I'll take another $700,000.
And that was the thing. So someone was going to give him, like, let's say, the veteran minimum, which is probably around the same amount, I would say.
Yeah.
He's like, I can make $700,000 for sitting on my couch or make $700,000 for getting concussed.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to sit on my couch.
I'm not going to do that.
Correct.
I'll go ahead and sit on the couch and play that game.
Right. So I thought that
I ain't got to worry about people coming up the seam, knocking me out.
Now he'll go make $700,000 for go play football again.
And probably be a backup tight end. Yep.
Somebody will sign him.
He'll get a couple snaps this year.
Because now he'll accept the veteran minimum.
We'll be streaming him doing week
definitely.
Week 8. We'll be like,
absolutely.
Pick up Gary Barnage. He'll be
like,
stream.
And I'll say that, and you'll be like, no.
Then I'll be like, no, pick up Jared Cook.
you know who you're going to say to pick up? Ooh. Oh, no. What is this dude's name I'm thinking of now? Oh, God. You hated the starter, and you picked up the backup anyway and played him over the starter this year, a tight end. Oh, Luke Wilson.
Yeah, about to say Luke Wilson.
I'm going to pick up Luke Wilson.
Remember, I was going to pick up Luke Wilson. I was mad at Jimmy Graham. I was going to cut Jimmy Graham and pick up Luke Wilson.
Yeah, that was the move. No, Bavona, not old school Luke Wilson.
Luke Wilson.
The football player.
Tight end for the Seattle Seahawks, Scott Engel's favorite team.
Yes. Yeah. They didn't do that.
No, they did not.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
You're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
We're at a bar.
You gotta pay for that stuff
you
out
do.
There.
Man. You do.
They very stingy when it comes. It's that one right there. Is that lady right there? It's her fault. I can tell you a secret about her.
let's hear it.
She doesn't like me.
Oh, is that the secret? I don't think that's
she doesn't
a secret.
Like me. But I think it's more than just me that she don't like.
I don't think so.
How do you know that?
How do you know separately?
Because I really think that I've heard rumors about that.
I think it's just when it comes to you. You heard rumors that she doesn't like you.
No, I don't think she likes my culture.
I think you're making up rumors.
No, I don't think so. I can tell by the vibe I get off of her that she may not like black people. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm like, why is she here? You know what I mean? Like, I just the vibe I get off of her. So I'm not accusing her of that. I'm just saying.
Is that because she doesn't give you bacon?
And that's because. And then she. And then when like you know the little
yes.
you know when they you know like to be around a fantasy executive.
The fantasy executive likes to be around them.
And it's vice versa. You know what I'm saying? And I think that she sees like some kind of threat, you know what I mean? So she's like, oh, nah, stay away from him because, you know, and you know, then she goes into all her stereotypical things. That's how I think the conversation goes, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Now, you cannot confirm or deny this, Greg.
I cannot. I cannot confirm or deny any of that.
I'm a good judge of character. And I think that's her issue. I don't have a problem with that, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, whatever, just, you know, stay out of my way, lady.
Interesting.
I'm not here to fool with you. You're not here to fool with me and bother me. Let's just do our thing and keep it pushing.
Okay.
Just let me get my bacon. Let me talk my little trash, and I'll come back in here, and then you do your job. Don't worry. I'm talent over here. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes I don't think she understands that.
She doesn't understand, you know, what your role is here.
Nah. Judy make it to work yet?
Probably not. You know, she kind of strolls in when she wants at this point.
Does she walk or she get on
the subway?
It's not far, right?
It's very far.
Where's that museum?
So she works at the museum, but she works at the offices, which are like by Wall Street.
Oh, she got to go all the way down there.
Yeah.
That's a part of it. I hate that part of the
city.
I
know you do.
Yeah, I hate that part of the city. Yes. I never like going down there.
So she hops on the train and just sits for a while.
Yeah, that's a bad trip. I feel sorry for Judy.
Well, she was kind enough that she moved there so I can walk to work.
Oh, that's cool. That's right. Yeah. Because you had to live down there, Greg. You think you'd have liked it down there?
No.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to live down there.
Nobody wants to live down there.
I'd rather live much closer to you.
It's easier.
But it is easier. 100%.
It's about the same in price, but...
Which is wild.
Which is crazy. But it is what it is.
Which is wild. These prices, man, they don't pay.
Apparently, somebody needs to send Lou Mayone a memo.
I think like that was you.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring my rent certificate in. And Lou Mayone is
your bill.
It's your complimentary piece.
By the way,
rent.
Coming up soon, a short month here.
Mm-hmm.
Short month.
Oh, yeah, it's right around the corner.
Rent is due next week now.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah, I already got the invoice in the mail.
I have to ask you this. So I didn't live here at the time. So I think you did. You might have lived in D.C. Would you have voted for the rent is too damn high guy?
What's up?
Would you have voted for the rent is too damn high guy?
To be the mayor?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
You got to be a politician. You feel what I'm saying?
But he was right.
No, he is right. The rent is too high, but, you know, it is what it is. Mm. You just got to hustle. That's it.
Yeah.
You got to hustle. Or get a girlfriend and move her in. I'm not doing that, though.
So you're going to do the hustle part?
I'm just going to hustle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Three under par.
Fantasy Sports Network.
Anything else you need me to host, I am available. You can reach me at the Fantasy Exec on Twitter. I am available.
Should I give your email out now today?
No, don't give my email address. I don't know on the radio. Where am I getting my telephone number?
What
was that?
That was stupid. That was stupid.
I had one person call. I had a couple people call me. Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. We are going to wrap up hour number one when we come back. FNTS Wise FST.
How's it going in there?
5 more minutes.
Okay, let's play a game. 2 truths, 1 lie. We're not going to be late to the party. In the time you've taken to get ready, you could have been on your way to saving a life. And I'm wearing that tie you hate.
We're not going to be late. We're 10 minutes away. You wouldn't dare wear that tie. And I can't save a life. I'm not a firefighter.
Actually, I swabbed my cheeks last week.
It takes less than a minute to get your cheek swabs. Register at dkms.org and you can be a superhero by helping someone out.
Maria.
This is not Maria Maria. No, this is the Rihanna song.
Oh, that's right. Rihanna and Khaled.
Yeah.
Shout out to Riri, bad girl Riri.
Yeah, it's her birthday recently.
Shout out to Santana also.
Sure.
Everybody. What else?
Wyclef? Because he was on that saying.
Shout
Maria
out
Maria?
To Wyclef.
There you go. Let me do this. You can create the ultimate dynasty keeper or redraft fantasy league using Fantrax's free commissioner product. Find out how it feels to have the deepest player pool, multi-team trades, plus player salary and contract options at your fingertips, all of which are fully customizable. And with Fantrax Treasurer, you can set your league entry fees and safely distribute payouts without a third party. So you don't have to track down owners for payment. The best part is there's no break in the action. Once the regular season ends, Fantrax leagues are immediately open for next season. Find out why Fantrax is the home of fantasy sports and check out Fantrax today. Enter promo code AL, that's AAL for Al.
Al Melchior.
That's right. At sign up for a chance to win 10 private consultations with the aforementioned Al Melchior. Valued $109. Al is promo code at Fantrax.com. You know what you're always talking about, Corey? How you just got you gotta work. You gotta be about that bag, right?
Yes, this is correct.
That's what you tell me.
You gosh darn right, yes.
That's what you tell me. So, Olympian Marina Gazu.
Who is she?
She was the American Olympic figure skater.
All right. She's from here.
She's from here. She was in the team performance. She landed the triple axel.
Nice job.
Right.
Shout out to her.
Landed the triple axel. In both of her solo performances, both the short skate and the free skate, did not.
Too much pressure.
She barely even attempted it last night. Like, it was a disaster.
Yeah, too much pressure.
But she's all about that bag, right?
Yeah, so what's she
doing? Right. I get it. Like, she wants to be an Olympian, whatever. She finished in 10th last night.
Okay.
But you know, he made it to the Olympics, and that's fantastic. She's American. You know what she said?
What's that?
You're going to love this.
I'm waiting to hear it. Bated breath.
I made history here by landing the first triple axel for U.S. lady at the Olympics in the team program. So I think that's a big deal. I hope I get more opportunities to let my personality just shine. I smile in the middle of my program, which is really, really rare for me. So I enjoyed myself, and I thought of this as my audition for Dancing with the Stars.
I love it.
Yep.
Good for her. Hey, I would like to be on
Dancing with the Stars because I am a star.
Yeah, good. No doubt. I don't blame her. I want to be on Dancing with the Stars too.
Wasn't that?
That's awesome.
Now Dancing with the Stars is no choice.
Yeah, they got to bring her.
You got to bring her on that.
Now
she's a U.S. Olympian. Now she's going to get paid from Dancing with the Stars.
Good
there
for
you
her.
Go.
Good for
and
her.
Now she got these endorsements. Let me tell you, and became famous.
Dancing with the Stars is a tough gig, though. It's a tough gig. I done seen very tough people break down on Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the Stars is not as easy as it looks, because you got to train for Dancing with the Stars.
Well, you're a figure skater who like ice dances and stuff. You'll probably be okay.
Still, the Dancing with the Stars training, it cripples NFL players. Antonio Brown was like, this is one of the hardest he has ever trained in his life.
And then what? Didn't he win?
And, I don't think. Did AB win? He came in second. AB came in second.
Rashad Jennings won? Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Emmitt Smith won.
Mm-hmm.
Footwork is key to this. I would like to see Floyd Mayweather on it.
Has he been? I feel like he's.
Has he?
He might have.
Maybe he did.
I don't know. Floyd Mayweather
on Dancing with the Stars, but then you got to make sure that everybody.
He was on it.
Oh, okay. He must have done good.
He was on season 5. It looks like.
Shout out to Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather was eliminated 4th.
How come Floyd?
Helio Castroneves, the IndyCar driver, won that season.
Okay.
Mel B came in 2nd, the Spice Girl.
Okay, that's what's up.
Followed by Marie Osmond.
Okay, that's
Donnie and
interesting.
Marie.
Yeah. Interesting.
Jenny Garth is also on that season. Mark Cuban was on that season.
Yeah, I don't really see Mark Cuban.
This is very interesting. So Mark Cuban was paired with Kim Johnson, who later married another shark, Robert Hershevek. And now they're married, and Mark was also their partner.
Look at that.
Very interesting. All right, hour number one is down. Hour number two, still to come, some more Olympics talk, some NBA action as well. We'll get some baseball too. FST on FNTSY rolls on right after this.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Hour number two, FST, FNTSY, CP, Fantasy Executive Greg Sussman here with you as well. I wanted to get your opinion on this.
On what?
So, are you watching the Olympics? Or did you watch none of them?
No, I have not seen one.
Do you know where the Olympics are?
It's in South Korea.
Do you know the city?
Pyeongchang.
Okay, that's super racist.
No, it's not. I've tried my best. What's the name of the city?
So that was the point of what I was getting. I didn't need you to tell me, Bavona. This is the point of this segment.
Okay.
So, what Bavona just said, Pyeongchang, that is not how you pronounce it. And that's what...
You didn't call him a racist.
Because you were just like, Pyeongchang.
I didn't say it like
you
that.
You said it exactly like that.
I pronounced the right way.
Anyway, so...
What's the name of the place? You so damn smart. What's the name of the place, Greg?
Pyeongchang.
Oh, my God. The same thing I just said. I just said that.
He did not say
I
it.
I said the same thing just now.
So it's Pyeongchang.
Pyeongchang.
Okay. Right.
Excuse me.
Now, if you watch the Olympics on NBC, they're all like, Pyeongchang. And I'm just like... That's wrong.
Greg, why are you taking it? You taking it too serious? Though?
But I think it's important.
You're taking it too serious.
The guys at NBC are just getting it wrong.
They're taking it too serious. They're doing the best they can, Greg.
No,
they just had
not.
A tragedy at that place when they lost Matt Lauer.
I'm calling that a tragedy. You're calling that a tragedy. I want that on record. Corey Parson just said they just had a tragedy at NBC.
A tragic
when they lost
situation when all these allegations came out and they lost Matt Lauer. The people got to go halfway across the world. You know, with all of this on their hearts, and you expect them to get
all this on
every
their,
damn
all this on their hearts because
right.
They lost Matt Lauer.
Yes, you, it's a big loss.
That's what you're going with.
It's a big loss for the NBC family. It's, you know, he needed to be gone. Don't get me wrong. He needed to be gone. Kind of foolish shenanigans he was pulling. He needed not be there no more.
Uh-huh.
My sister and my niece got a picture with him.
Not
my, niece was, my niece is kind of side-eyeing him because babies have a sixth sense, and babies know when they're around bad people. Have I ever shown you this picture?
I don't know.
I'm sure you see it right now.
All right, fair enough. So yeah, so Chris, what I want to ask you this: what do you think of them calling Pyeongchang the wrong name the entire Olympics?
I mean, I mean, listen, I got it wrong because I thought that's actually how you
exactly.
said it.
They're screwing people like you and I who don't know how to say it. Then you watch NBC and be like, oh, they keep saying Pyeongchang. That must be what it is, and it's not.
So, I mean, I wouldn't consider it racist. I would just consider it, listen, somebody's got to learn how to say these words properly.
It's uninformed.
Look how the baby is looking at Lauer. You see?
Yeah.
Your baby senses trouble.
Baby knows.
See, if you can bring this camera right here closer, listen, the baby is got her eye on Lauer like, hey, something's wrong with this guy, mommy. Let's get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And then your sister got out of there.
It was quick. Like, the child doesn't feel right. Let's go.
Smart.
Thank God nothing happened.
Yeah, that's smart.
It's a lot for them to deal with over there halfway across the world and got to worry about pronunciations.
By the way, a Russian who wore a shirt that says "I don't do doping" tested positive for doping.
Oh, there you go. You can't put that in your system and think you're going. The IOC will find out about it.
They certainly will. They always do. All right, we'll take a break. Some basketball and some baseball still to come here on FST.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Did you know that it only takes 1 minute to potentially save someone's life? Seriously, it takes 1 minute. That's how long it will take you to swab your cheeks and join the donor list with DKMS. There are currently over 900,000 registered donors in the United States, and we need more. There is an American diagnosed every 3 minutes with blood cancer. There can never be enough donors. For only $45, you can help DKMS register new bone marrow donors. DKMS donors save approximately 19 lives a day. We want you to help save one. Please, if you can, go to DKMS.org/FNTSY today. We said it before, we'll say it again. The Russian showdown last night, Corey.
Was the highlight of the joint?
Highlight of the Olympics.
I'm glad that those two gals went out there and gave their best. And they both brought home medals. But when they do it again 4 years from now, hopefully it flip-flops and the other girl can win.
Would
they be too old then?
So I'm really glad you actually brought that up. Because what they were saying last night was, okay, you're saying this girl's 15, she'll be back. She just won. She's 15 years old. She'll be back at 19, right? The other girl's 18 years old. She'll be back at 22. And yet,
you would hope so.
The Russian that won the gold in Sochi 4 years ago for figure skating, the female figure skater from Russia didn't even make the team this time. She won the gold medal in this exact event for Russia. Did not make the team.
Well, she had two superstars in front of her this year. Obviously, I don't know how many teams, how many Russian young ladies they brought out there. You know what I'm saying? But you mean to tell me the shelf life of a figure skater is 15 to 19?
It's not all figure skaters, but maybe the Russians.
And that's scary to me.
It's crazy.
It's scary to me. It's too much. What are they doing that they can't, that the girls are washing 19 years old?
It's absolutely crazy. Supposedly they changed the training regimen.
Man, let me tell you something, Jack. If that was my daughter, I'd be at every one of them practices, Joe.
I hope so.
I'd
absolutely
be at all of them. I'd be like, I've got my eye on everybody out here.
I respect that.
You damn right.
I respect that. Mm-hmm. Now, they said they changed the training regimen in Russia, so now they're basically pushing them harder.
What they trying to do to these little girls?
and that's why this 15-year-old was so good, because, as I said, all her jumps were in the second half of her skate, of her program. So you get bonus points for that.
Yeah.
So if you skate for 2 minutes and, like, do nothing, that's cool. But then if you do all these jumps when you're, like, on tired legs, you get bonus points, which I get. So the Russians just practice that nonstop.
Wow, they going hard. They training.
This girl didn't really care about Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, no, she did. She's trying to get that gold medal. See, what it is... They got that Ivan Drago training regimen, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So they're running through the Siberia, hitting trees and stuff like that. So that's probably what they got going on out there. And then, you don't think these little girls is doping, do you?
I hope not.
I hope not either. I hope they're not pumping steroids into these little girls. That'd be crazy. I don't trust the IOC.
I feel you're going to look this up.
I'm not. Has any figure skater ever been busted for doping before?
I don't know.
Because if you've got that, you don't want that. You know, once again, what are the parents signing a waiver or the coaches injecting them? The whole thing is weird to me. I'm not for it.
I wanted to get your thoughts on something else we came to the Olympics.
How can I help?
So a lot of these figure skaters, like, you see a figure skater from Brazil,
ooh,
a figure skater from Slovakia, but they're not really from Brazil and Slovakia.
Where are you from?
Jersey. Seriously, the girl from Brazil, the skater from Brazil.
Yeah.
Her name, I believe, not Isabella, but it was something like Isabella.
Yeah.
Her last name was Williams. Yes. I was like, what? And basically, she's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Or she was born in Atlanta, like, lives in Jersey her whole life.
Uh-huh.
And her mom is Brazilian.
Yeah.
But her dad, you know, Williams, is American.
Black dude.
Probably.
Yeah. He worked at the post office.
But she joined Team Brazil. And the same thing with the Slovakian like, lives in New York.
Yeah, and they joined the Russian squad.
Slovakian,
I guess it's hard. Well, same thing. I mean, I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know. I'm not familiar if it's the same thing or not. I have not been.
It's not.
I have not had a trip. So, I
haven't made it to the Slovakia or the Czech Republic?
No, haven't made it to the Czech Republic. So hold up. You can just put them in any country you want to put them in if you have some kind of background to it?
Basically like a WBC where A-Rod's like, I'm a Dominican now.
See, that's not fair, because it must be like, okay, it's too hard to make the American team.
That's exactly what it
is. So it's only four girls in Brazil that can skate, so you go get on this team.
Correct.
Did she medal?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, good then.
No.
But she got the Olympic experience.
Yeah,
she got to hang out in South Korea.
She's
probably not that fun.
You know what's interesting? The places where the Winter Olympics are aren't very fun.
No, uh-uh.
Like Sochi.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
No, that's...
Pyeongchang.
I wonder what the athletes... There's probably a lot of sex out there, though.
Yeah, well, I believe they gave out a record number of condoms in the Olympic Village.
Really?
Yeah,
because the athletes have a lot of sex because they're athletes.
Correct.
See what I'm saying?
They're
out there chilling.
Because of the lack of athletes in the country, that's how the Tongan, like, shirtless guy became a winter Olympian as well as a summer Olympian.
Wow, that's crazy.
He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a story that, I don't know if he said this on the air or not, but there's a story that there's some woman from a European country, qualified for like one of the half pipes. Maybe Jake knows more about this, but like the half pipes, and all she needed to do is they kept finishing in like the top whatever to qualify. So she went to event, like pre-events, where there are only, let's say, 15 people. She had to come in the top 15.
Yeah,
so she would just keep coming
and qualifying.
Qualify. She made it to the Olympics. She did this half pipe. She didn't do a single trick. She just skied right down. But she's in the Olympic Village. She's an Olympian.
Yeah. Having all that sex out there in the Olympic Village.
She walked down during the opening ceremonies.
So they gave out a record number of condoms.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if the Olympians be like, throw that in the corner.
Probably
let's go.
Not.
You don't think they're having unprotected sex out there?
Oh, well, some people are, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody going to have some babies is going to be coming back from the Olympics.
Well, I think, but I kind of think that's the goal of like the Olympics at some point, right? Like, to create super athletes.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. You go, so that's why they should, you know what, they shouldn't give them no condoms then. Just go out there and create these super athletes from all different areas
of
the world.
But, like, you got to hope it's, like, not people that are like too young. Like, these figure skaters.
Oh yeah, are very young.
No, you don't want to mess with their parents.
You know what I mean? You know, they need to be with their parents. Yes, 21 and over.
21 and over, mm-hmm. Indeed.
21 and
like,
over.
Like Lindsey Vonn's 31. Like that's, you know, she's
cougar.
A woman. She's
yeah.
a woman.
Yeah,
that's a cougar, huh?
Uh huh.
When you're 31, you're a cougar. How old are you?
Though my radio age is 35.
That's your radio age.
Mm-hmm.
How do the radio ages work?
They don't move. They stay the same.
I'm glad I'm still 27.
Yes, your radio age stays
the
same.
My radio age is 27.
Your radio age don't move. Your radio age always stay the same. The Summer Olympics probably have a lot of sex in the Summer Olympics,
I would assume
too.
So, yeah.
Especially with the USA basketball team out there.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like Ryan Lochte.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget him. Yeah, don't forget him. It's tough too. And it's track and field. All of that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, Summer Olympics,
probably a lot of sex in the Summer Olympics. Olympic
so.
Village
probably
yeah.
so.
But then again, the Winter Olympics is cold.
Yeah.
So you want that,
you're like, what else are you gonna do?
Yeah, so you want that cuffing season action. You're like, it's cold, I'm come through, whatever. Summer Olympics though, it's like, we going out. You mm-hmm. feel what I mean?
Sure.
So maybe it's less sex in the Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
I think it probably balances out.
Probably.
Pavona, let me, I'm curious of Chris Pavona's opinion. Can we get a poll up on this?
No.
No, I'm trying to push it too far. Chris, what do you think is more sex at, in the Summer Olympic Village or in Winter Olympic Village?
I gotta say summer. Yeah. I would say summer, especially.
Less clothes.
Yeah, I mean, like you got the gymnastics teams, the volleyball teams, the swimmers. They're, you know, they're ooh, pretty much wearing nothing.
The volleyball team is tough. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. a good call. That's a good eye, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank
sure.
you.
Sure.
Yeah. I can dig that.
All right, see.
I wonder what All In Kid is thinking.
Well, he's actually ready to Skype in at the moment, so we can get. He's gonna
come early today.
Yeah, he's gonna hang out. He's gonna hang out early with us.
All right, cool.
And you can get.
I still get my break.
No. Well, yeah, sure. You know what, Corey? Yes, you can get your break. I want to do that. We got the All In Kid wearing a really nice sweater here on a Friday with us, Jake Seeley. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Greg? Happy early Friday for me.
Thank you very, very much. Now, we're here. We're having a conversation that's going to make you very uncomfortable. So I'll throw it over to CP.
Where do you think is more sex, Winter Olympic Village or Summer Olympic Village? Huh? Which Olympic Village do you think has more sex?
Couldn't care less.
Oh, he don't care. Jake doesn't care. Vivona made a good point about the Summer Olympics,
yes,
because of less clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You got the volleyball, track and field, the basketball players.
Winter, everybody needs to stay inside.
Exactly.
That's what Corey
That's
was saying.
Too. Winter, everybody needs to stay inside.
I'll tell you, it balances out.
I would say, you know what? It's probably, somebody should do a study on it. But I think
I think you should.
I'm not
going
to do the study. Get Leone to do it.
Just go
Mike
stand
Leone
outside
can do it.
The rooms and see how many people.
Once again, of course, our Olympic segment sponsored by DKMS. Go to dkms.org/fntsy to learn more about how you can help save a child or a human's life.
No doubt about that.
And hopefully send them to the Olympic Village.
Tell them to the Olympic Village. Of course,
he's trying to make more lives.
No, he's not.
He's done it already.
No, I'm done.
By the way,
somebody asked me if I was going to get snipped.
I can't imagine you would do
that. No, I don't want that. The sound itself.
Yeah, the snip.
Yeah, they're like,
I have like three friends who've done it.
Really?
Not doing that, Jack.
Yeah.
What? How many kids did they have?
The one has three, one has four, and the other has five.
Wow.
Why
wouldn't the wife do it?
That's not going to be me.
I think it's easier for the guy.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Not me.
Well, now Jake's here.
I got a method.
Now that Jake's here, we're talking some baseball with Corey. Some basketball, too. Stick around. It's FST on FNTSY.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
TikTok, you don't stop. To the TikTok, you don't stop. To the TikTok, you don't stop. To the TikTok, you don't stop.
This is before your time, right, Mr. Sussman?
Yes.
This was the jam when it came out, right, Jake?
Mmm.
I'm still a little bit too young for this, but I knew this. I know the song. It was before me, but I know the song.
Jake, what is your radio age?
Like 90s?
No, like
No. So like Corey, I asked Corey. He's like, oh, I'm 35. I'm like, well, 35 is my radio age. I'm like, what does that mean? Because my age doesn't change. So I'm like, all right. So I guess I'm 27. So what would it be? What's your radio age?
So it's like what you listen to the most.
It's like how old are you?
If I'm gonna ask how old you are, and I know you're someone that doesn't like giving out your age, and you're just
no,
like,
no, you'll I'm just in 30s.
So you're just always to be like 32 for life.
Sure. When it comes to radio,
yeah. That's what we're saying.
Your radio age.
Yeah. Okay.
Jake, radio age is 32.
So Jake's 32. So
I would say, but what I say, according to what I listen to, I would say that I thought that's what you were asking.
No.
To what I listen to, I would say I'm a little bit younger than that.
All right, that's fair. But I don't know if that is fair, because like I'm actually closer to 32, and we don't listen to the same music.
No, what do you listen to? Poppy stuff, like current stuff.
Well, I listen to that, but like I really like the late 90s stuff, but I feel like you like the early 90s stuff.
No, late 90s.
Really?
Same stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. I was actually kind of excited that Dashboard Confessional just came out with a new album.
Oh, all right. What are your thoughts on Dashboard Confessional?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
Let me Google it.
Corey actually has to have heard the one song, though.
I thought there was no way that Corey knew what a Dashboard Confessional was.
What's the name? What's their popular jam?
You Corey, you've had to hear Vindicated. When Spider-Man was out, it was on the radio every 10 minutes. I'm Vindicated.
I think
I'm selfish, I'm strong.
I think I probably have heard it because, you know, the kids listen to a lot, especially Kennedy listens to a lot of that pop stuff. Well, she's an 8-year-old girl. It's kind of what they listen to.
What does Jaden listen to?
Jaden listened to same stuff I listen to. It's crazy.
Well, since we're off topic real quick, let me ask you something, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Did you see the picture of the bathroom I tweeted last night?
No, actually.
Okay. I went to the movies.
Yes.
The bathroom, the urinal setup is terrible.
I saw this.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, but my question is, some people said it's weird that there was a guy in the picture.
Come on, Corey.
My bad. I hit it by accident. My bad.
There's so many people say that it's weird that I took the picture with a guy actually in the bathroom, and I didn't think it was weird at all. Where do you stand on that?
I'm taking a picture of a guy peeing.
Hold on one second. I gotta see this now.
What do I thought?
He just happened to be in the picture, and he wasn't.
You know what? I didn't think it was weird. Like, you know me, I'll call out your tweets immediately. I don't.
I wouldn't have took this picture.
Really?
And if I did, I wouldn't have posted it.
I could crop him out. I cropped him out for Leone. I said, now you never know.
Yeah, crop him out. Yeah, you probably should delete this and crop it out.
No, that wasn't even the point of it. The point of it is, like, if you have the two people standing at those two urinals, they're going to be touching
that's
back
very
end.
Close. When you're at the urinal, I have a rule. You find a spot on the wall, just focus on that spot. Keep your eye focus on that spot. Because a lot of times you have a pita peeper in the bathroom. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you don't want to pee to people.
Well, here's the thing, Corey. Somebody broke down that picture even further and zoomed in on the guy's leg and asked if he was going out of his shorts. He's going out of underneath his shorts because the one short leg is higher than the other.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Do he have a brace on his knee? Like, why is this guy's beat up?
Yeah, somebody said he tore his ACL going to the bathroom.
This guy's beat up. This is amazing. Look at this. And then I don't like that. Because if I'd heard that camera snap, I'd be like, "Yo, dude, why are you taking a picture of me?"
He didn't even know. I was in a hurry. I was gonna wait for him to finish. I thought that would have been creepier if I was just standing there.
Yeah, that
would have
been creepy if you
waited
for him to
finish. Oh, all right, you're done now. I can take a picture.
That would have been creepy if you waited for him to finish. This is interesting.
I was just annoyed the two urinals were that close together, side by side.
They are very close together. And
there you go, Greg.
Prime
side talk.
Peter, that's cool, man.
Prime Peter peeping.
All right. Hey. I wanted to. Let me use this opportunity to ask Jake some baseball questions. Would you like to participate, or are you just gonna?
Huh?
I'm gonna ask Jake some baseball questions for a couple of seconds.
Can I take a break? Can I take my break now?
No.
All right, go ahead.
No, you can't take your break now.
Yeah, you and Jake talk. I'm my man Blaze is texting me.
All right, you text Blaze, and I'll talk to Jake. Jake.
Yeah.
Are you gonna draft anybody in the bullpen in St. Louis right now?
Probably Gregerson, but not at the price he's going, so probably no.
Okay.
Honestly, because
what is the price? I'm sorry for cutting you off. What is the price right now for Luke Gregerson?
That I don't know.
All right, I'll look it up. You talk.
I can look it up at the same time.
That's multitasking.
Yeah, so ADP consensus. Look at that. All right, control F. I'll tell you in 2 seconds now. Like, you like that?
I'd love it.
Luke Gregerson is the 56th reliever off the board. That's actually, that can't be right. That's way too late. I saw him go earlier than that in labor. He's going around 300 overall. I would take him. That's 20th round.
All right, so that opinion's changed real quickly.
Yeah, if he's going there, absolutely. But where I saw him go, if he's going around like the Hector Neris, range, like that's not where I'm taking him because I think Lions could be mixed in. Heck, even if they say we're going with Gregerson, I think Lions could be mixed in as the if there's like all of a sudden going to be two out of three next hitters are going to be lefties.
So I'm like biased against Tyler Lyons, honestly, because I always thought he was going to be a good starter and he wasn't. So I'm just like, this guy's just not good. Like, I'm totally biased about that because at the time, whenever St. Louis would call up a starter, you were just like, he's going to wind up being good. Let me grab him. And that's how I felt about Tyler Lyons for literally the last 3 to 4 years. And he never was actually good. So I have this in my mind, and even though he's in the bullpen now and he's actually a pretty good reliever, I'm like, there's no way Tyler Lyons will take this job from Luke Gregerson. Now, the name that I think actually can, if they don't sign a Greg Holland, they don't trade it for an Alex Colomay, is Bud Norris. We saw him have some success with the Angels last year. Could Bud Norris be a legitimate threat to Luke Gregerson?
I don't think he's a legitimate threat. Okay. I think he's only a threat if everything goes wrong for Gregerson. I have Gregerson 29th for my relievers. There you go. So as you can see, and I have him for about 20 saves, but I also have Lyons for a handful, and then where did Bud Norris end up falling? Bud Norris is about the same, actually right around Tyler Lyons. But that's the thing. I think it's not going to be Bud Norris, you won the job. Bud Norris just doesn't have that kind of ability. It'll be Luke Gregerson looks terrible. We just need to turn to somebody we can trust.
I agree with you. Luke Gregerson has had some success as a closer, certainly for Team USA last year at this time. He was a closer for the Americans. Right, Corey, the best baseball game you watched all year last year?
That was a good game. That was a good baseball game last year.
Yeah. So you had Gregerson doing that. He's been a closer in San Diego, been a closer with the Oakland Athletics, with Houston, too. He's had opportunities, and he hasn't been terrible. So I think right now it'll be Gregerson. But listen, Greg Holland's still in the market. He's going to get a job somewhere. Alex Colomay going to get traded at some point. You don't think Holland's going to get a job somewhere?
At this point, I'm looking around at who needs closers, and there's a hit. I mean, there's probably 3 or 4 spots he could land. I don't know at this point. I figured he would have been long gone, and the spots are starting to close up left and right, and they're talking about going with in-house relievers in some of these places. I think he's going to have a team. I just don't know if it's going to end up being the closer spot anymore.
But I think the most obvious spots are Chicago and St. Louis, no?
Chicago, I don't know that Chicago necessarily wants Greg Holland. It doesn't seem like they're too enticed by him.
But what concerns me, I know people are penciling Brandon Morrow for that job, but can he pitch every day? Is that something he could do? I know we saw the playoffs.
Pitch every day.
But
you don't need to pitch every day. Yeah, it's 80 innings. It's every other day at most.
Right.
And I think that's the fact. It's like if you have Brandon Morrow, maybe you don't want him going back-to-back days,
right.
Or maybe you don't want to go 3 days in a row.
Right.
They have other bullpen options. Maybe that makes sense, but like, see, I could see them signing him and then keeping Morrow as the closer.
I don't know. I see, like, if they signed him, even if they don't, I think this would be a disaster. Like, I think Joe Maddon is going to F with us. Like, when he pulled Hector Rondon for literally no reason a couple of years ago, and I was like, infuriated. Joe Maddon's going to do that thing again to us. Like, that's a lot.
As of right now, Morrow's my 15th ranked reliever.
That's pretty high.
29 saves, 59. The big thing is the 59 strikeouts. Here's your proof, as I only have him for 57 innings. I do think he's going to be avoided on back-to-back days.
So you have Brandon Morrow for less saves than Luke Gregerson, then?
No, I said Gregerson was 20.
Oh, okay.
I got Morrow for 29.
Gotcha. Yeah. Sorry about that. I don't know. I'm not doing the Brandon Morrow thing. I'm not a Brandon Morrow guy anymore. I used to be when, like, everybody else was.
I have him in front of Melanson.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
Melanson just, he's lost it. Not that he's still not effective, but he's not the Melanson where...
Yeah.
He actually, even in his best days, when he was... But the fact was he was racking up 40-plus saves. He was never that elite when it came to strikeouts and the ERA and the whip. He was always just really good, and then the save numbers were just really vaulting him up. He was never that great, and now he's lost a little bit. He's in that middle of the pack. I mean, and we're talking a fringe difference between him. I mean, I'll tell you, the dollar-wise, I have 8.2 on Morrow and 6.9 on Melanson, so it's basically like a buck difference at most. But I have Melanson with Kelvin Herrera and Vizcaino and kind of in that range.
I like Herrera.
Boy, Hector Neris.
Oh, yes. I like Vizcaino a little bit more, I think. Like, to me, that job is, like, very safe. Like, that's his job, right? There's no other relievers that can take that job from him.
His whip, though.
Okay.
His whip's not stellar.
Okay. To me, when I was looking at a closer, I'm just trying to take the safest guy. And out of the guys you named, Neris and Vizcaino seem like by far the safest.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. Vlad Sedler actually tweeted about this a couple of weeks ago. It's the stop chasing saves, which I've always said is like it's worse than chasing wins, just because I think bullpens change year after year. Players themselves fall off year after year. The biggest thing is two factors. What you said. One is you want to look for somebody who's safe, who probably doesn't have any competition. So I can understand the Vizcaino. The second part is do what I have always done: attack, ERA, and WHIP. Because that's the one thing is even if they lose their job, a lot of times, you know, maybe it's just somebody stepped up further. Maybe it's somebody they trust more. If they outright lose their job because they're terrible, you're going to drop them. If they lose their job just because they prefer somebody else, like, you know, if he turns into an Andrew Miller, at least you're still getting the ERA and WHIP.
Yeah, I get it. That makes a lot of sense, right? Like, lose a little bit on saves, you get in the ERA and WHIP. So whatever. I guess I have the older school way of thinking about it. That's all.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, the perfect example is I took Dylan Betances before I take Shane Green this year.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I have zero trust in Shane Green, though. Like, zero trust in Shane Green.
Well, let me see somebody that you might trust that's further down. Okay. Blake Treinen?
Yes. Treinen? I like Blake Treinen.
Okay, I would take Betances over Treinen.
Fair enough. Let's get to some NBA stuff. What, Corey?
But I ain't saying nothing.
I saw some smirk there.
I'm about to read something.
From Blaze?
Huh?
All right. We'll take a break. Let's get into the NBA when we come back. Jake Seeley, Corey Parson, Greg Sussman.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Move on to some NBA. I want to remind you the Roto Experts exclusive edge of fantasy baseball package is available right now. Jake, your rankings are exclusively available in said package. It's available at rotoexperts.com. And you'll also get Scotty's rankings, you'll get Florio, you get Joe Galina. It's all in there. You get a discount when you check out when you use the code FNTSY. RotoExperts.com, the exclusive edge fantasy baseball package is available right now. The promo code is FNTSY.
There you go right there. Get yourself a nice little piece of change off of that with that baseball package. With the brains, Jake Seeley.
With the brains, Jake Seeley, and the contemporary pieces.
The complimentary pieces.
We're contemporary. But we're also complimentary.
Complimentary
as well.
Pieces.
That's Corey Parson, Greg Sussman. We're not in the exclusive edge package. No. Brains, Jake Seeley is.
Yes. Though.
Yeah. Keep that wound open.
Spreading it apart, my friend. Spreading it apart.
There's my friend right there. She's nice.
She's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. One last baseball note before I move on to the NBA. Jakey Jake. That was a Souza trade. I haven't been able to speak with anybody about this on air yet. Steven Souza traded from Tampa Bay over to Pittsburgh. Danny Hudson going over to Tampa Bay. What did you think of the trade?
You meant Corey Dickerson. Oh, you have me confused there for a second.
I did. I wrote it wrong. That's completely my bad. Yeah. I meant Corey Dickerson.
No. I was like, we talked about Souza a couple days ago.
I meant Corey Dickerson. I'm sorry.
Actually, Corey Dickerson, I have his numbers almost exactly the same. I don't really think it's much of a big difference because people don't realize PNC is actually slightly a pitcher's park. They're actually sometimes even more so than depending on the months. But I think the fact he's going to get everyday playing time, I look at the outfield, I think he's definitely one of the pieces. I could give you my new updated line, actually. So let's find it because I actually just updated it yesterday. And I will tell you, Corey Dickerson has 71 runs, 23 home runs, 65 RBI, and a .270 average. The biggest thing with him is if you play an on-base percentage league, he's going to get you a hit. You're going to drop him down your list.
Sure. Yeah, and I do. So,
But a valuable outfielder for.
What about Danny Hudson? Can he ultimately be, when Alex Colome gets traded, can Daniel Hudson be the closer in Tampa?
No, stop with Daniel. I've tried. Seriously. We've been going down the Daniel Hudson. I know, but we've done the Daniel Hudson thing for the last 5 years.
I like Daniel Hudson. I always thought he was going to be good. Yeah.
Corey, we all did. He had the stuff. Yeah. I was tired of it.
Corey.
Yo.
How excited are you?
About?
The debut of Shohei Ohtani this weekend.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
He'd be pitching and catching and hitting and... Call me when it's opening day.
What about when you're drafting, like next week?
Call me on the 6th. Let me know the day of Tout Wars. Let me
know. No, I actually have a problem with that. Somebody tweeted opening day today, and it's not opening day.
It's not opening day, yeah. It's nowhere near opening day.
We're starting spring training. You can just say start of spring training or something like that.
Opening day
Tebow's
is early this year,
Harvey
though.
Right now, Corey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tebow versus Harvey.
Oh, look at this. Right this now. Is going to be interesting. I wish it was. That I wish I could watch this.
Do
I wish
you?
Stream this live.
You probably can.
Yeah, but
you back nowadays, you probably can. No, Corey, I think it's starting later this year. There's no Sunday night baseball to kick things off this year.
I like
no,
that.
Because it's March 29th.
Thursday, right?
Thursday night. March 29th is opening day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about normal. Sometimes it spills over to the first or second day of March. That's
yeah,
not uncommon.
Yeah, no. The other common thing is 3 days early. It usually starts at Sunday.
It's yeah, that's what I'm saying. Normally it starts with it like April 1st or April. Between April 1st and April 3rd, this year is March 29th. But like you said, a few days early. Start on Thursday night as opposed to Sunday night. I'm just getting my auctioneer schedule together.
Monday.
I don't understand it either, Jake.
I think they want everyone.
Because what does that do for fantasy baseball? Does that make that first? Is that week
That's a good
one?
Question.
Is week one that Thursday, Friday,
Saturday? I bet you Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is part of the next week, which is also week one.
All you can
it
just
depends. It just kind of just depends on where you're playing.
I think so too, because I think you probably could see some commissioner services may start. It on that Monday. May start week one that Monday.
Here's a clue, Corey. This is why you don't play in weekly roster leagues. There you go. Boom.
Yeah.
I agree. Daily transactions.
I like daily transactions. Yeah.
I love daily transactions.
If I do it, I'm doing weekly, Jack.
So I can tell you this. I will say this. In Yahoo, week one is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday into the next week.
Into the next week. So that's how they're going to carry it right now.
It's all week one.
Shout out to Yahoo.
Shout out to Yahoo, indeed. Since the NBA, Corey, last night Steph Curry put up 44.
Yep, Golden State Warriors needed a break. They needed a chance to get their legs together, get a little bit of time to themselves. They come out and get a big victory over the Clips last night. Steph Curry led the evening in scoring with 44 points, including a half-court jump shot.
Yes, a half-court jump shot buzzer beater, which is literally just a jump shot for him.
Yes.
Did you happen to
see that?
He didn't heave it. He just shot it like a shot.
I actually saw that. He shot it from his hip.
Yeah. I was like...
He just kind of was like... Yeah.
Did you happen to see the end of the Thunder and the Kings?
No, I did not. I saw it was a close game, but I did not see how it ended. What happened?
So, a couple things happened in this game. So, OKC was up 107 to 105.
Okay.
10 seconds left. Kings have the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They dribble down the court. They pass it to Vince Carter, like right as it passed half court.
Mm-hmm.
There's 8 seconds left. He just chucks up. Just chucks.
I love Vince Carter, but
it hits the front of the rim. Rebound, miss. Rebound. Ultimately, it goes in. There's now 1 second left on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
0.7, I think, is what it was. 0.7 seconds on the clock. OKC calls timeout.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to get it past half court. Inbounds, Russell Westbrook, bang.
The buzzer, yeah.
Bang.
Just like that. Russell Westbrook, that kid's a beast, you know what I'm saying? That Thunder team playing good right now.
Triple-double.
Right now, too. So, you already know they're going to be hell to pay in the, I'm about to say in the Olympics. They're going to be hell to pay in the NBA playoffs. Not in the Olympics. Can you imagine that, though? Next summer Olympics, we just send like the Thunder.
I feel like that would be great.
You just send a team out there, right?
Like if we just send the Warriors out there, we'd win every game. Yeah. They win every game in the NBA.
Yeah, you just send it, but don't send the Warriors. Send like a regular. Send like a team and make it interesting.
The T-Wolves.
Yeah, send the T-Wolves out there to the Olympics. Send the Minnesota Timberwolves. What do you think about that, Jake? Just start sending teams out there, like for the World Baseball Classic. Send like the Braves.
They lose.
First of all, the World Baseball Classic doesn't work because we don't have much talent to begin with.
It's true.
We won it last year.
Yeah, but that's the best of the best of the Americans. The best players on a lot of these teams.
That's not true. It's not really the best of the best of the Americans. Like, we didn't have our best players there.
We didn't have Harper and Trout.
All of them. We had a lot of them.
Not Harper and Trout.
There was a lot decided to go. Yeah, so it's a lot of the top tier. Okay, so two of the guys weren't there. The point is, you can't do it in the World Baseball Classic. I don't care. Whatever. That's the point. You can't do it in the World Baseball Classic. You can't send a team because you're going to have the Dominicans
and the
Puerto Ricans and all of that. That's the Cubans and all those teams are going to be gone. All those players are going to be gone because those are some of the best players in baseball.
That's the point. You can't do it that way.
In the Olympics, I could see that working if you sent like the Golden State Warriors.
See? The Warriors. Send the Warriors.
They'd be so tired, though, because they got to... You know, playing in the finals and then go to Olympics
it's
right
true.
After that.
It's what LeBron feels every year.
Yeah.
I don't think they would be favored to win if you sent only the Warriors.
I disagree. I think they would be.
I don't. I think we're forgetting how good Spain is at times. I think we're forgetting how good some of these teams are.
But they're not as good as the Warriors.
You're talking about the international competition. That's the biggest thing. You forget a couple of years ago how much we struggled. We shouldn't have.
Yeah, well, we didn't have our best players.
No, but we had a team that was probably better than the Warriors. You still had a lot of your best.
I don't know, man. The Warriors are our best players. Like four of those guys are on the Olympic team.
Four. There was all stars on the bench of that team that struggled.
It's true, but they don't. They don't play together. At least the Warriors know how to play together. They're a team.
You can say Kerr can be the coach.
We send the Warriors over to the Olympics. We're not winning the Olympics.
We should send the Ball brothers. Send the Ball.
I was waiting for that. I knew you were going
to say the Ball brothers. They've added 3-on-3 to the Olympics. The Ball brothers are going to be a team.
That's definitely you got the 3-on-3 Olympic team win, is going to be the Ball brothers. You
know, set the record for the most turnovers in the first quarter
and the most shots.
Bobby Portis last night, your boy Jake, in a loss to the Sixers, Bobby Portis put up 38 points.
Ooh. He did. I'm going for 40. You see that when he did that on the court?
No, I didn't. Did that. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yo, anytime an athlete know how much they have,
I love it.
That shows that you are
He yelled out he was getting 40.
I will always forever remember Ricky Davis. You remember that?
Did you see Meritic,
the triple double?
Tweet about it?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Meritic tweeted about it?
Yeah, Meritic tweeted about it last night.
What did he say?
First, it was the shrug emoji, and then he followed that up with something about taking a shot to the face or something. I'll see if I could find it, because it was actually pretty funny.
That is funny. Yeah, Ricky Davis' triple-double was incredible.
Yeah, when he threw the ball off the backboard to get the other rebound.
His own backboard.
Ricky Davis was a wild dude.
Do you have any stories with Ricky Davis?
Nah, I would have to. Ask me on Monday.
I will.
The team is getting together tonight, so I should have some stories on Monday.
That should be good. David Nwaba for Chicago.
Okay, there you go.
Put a 21-9.
21-9.
Yeah, David Nwaba.
Oh, you're talking to Corey.
I'm
talking to anyone.
What's Chicago Bulls?
Joel Embiid was awesome, by the way. 30-13, 5 assists, 3 steals, 4 blocks.
Joel Embiid getting it done.
11-17 from the field. Great game.
Good basketball play.
35 minutes to lead his team. Look at this guy.
Yeah, look at that. He's getting healthy. Maybe. Better be careful with him.
Maybe.
Zion had a dunk last night.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Zion Williamson.
Yeah, he's good.
He's going to the Brotherhood of Duke University.
For now.
Yeah, exactly.
For now.
Did he get benefits?
Probably.
I'm sure he did. Zion threw it on some point.
I'm sure you guys talked about that.
We have not talked about that. I was saving that for Roto Experts, actually.
Okay, cool.
The Yahoo report that came out today.
Oh, yeah, we're saving that for Roto Experts.
I think it's a good conversation between the three
Zion,
of us.
Zion dunked on some little poor high school kid, even though Zion in high school, too, is a little bit different. And the ball went through the hoop and smacked the kid dead in his face. It looked very painful. Like when he dunked it, the ball went through and the kid was hitting in the basket. You hear that noise?
Is that how it went?
That's how it sounded.
That's what it sounded like?
That's what it...
I'm just annoyed that he's got a name of the school that's close to here. Mount Zion School?
Yeah, no, I got you.
That's where a lot of basketball prospects come
from. Yeah, they do.
Where's Zion Williams go to Spartanburg High, right?
No, I said Mount Zion. I said it's annoying that he has a name of the school.
Oh, my
His
bad.
First name. Zion.
Yeah.
What's that? He was banging the ball.
Sorry.
Thank you.
This is my break time.
It's your break time. Yeah. Enjoy this. Corey's taking a break. I'll be back with Jake. Then I'm going to take a break.
This is ladies' night playing in the background. Just in case.
I'm taking a break. We are all taking a break. We'll be back. Corey won't be here, but Jake and I will. And they'll take a break. And then I won't be here, but Corey and Jake will be. And then we'll all get back together. Stick around. More right after this.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Corey, you believe Baker Mayfield, the best quarterback in this draft.
I like Baker Mayfield's game. I like the way he plays. And listen, it is a spread offense. You're going to have to see throughout the combine and his pro days if he can make all the throws in the NFL. Struggle with that a little bit in the Senior Bowl, but they obviously they're going to get with him and try to get some improvement. Everything else he can do, they talk about his height. Not worried about the height. The height thing does not bother me.
Okay.
We've seen shorter quarterbacks be successful in the NFL.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Bam, 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 bam. S-T-F-N-T-S-Y. Jake Seal, the all-in kid. Greg Sussman with you. What do you have to do this weekend?
Don't know yet. Yeah. Oh, I have the church group tonight. We're going bowling.
Yo, nice.
There you go. Do you know any other song by Mighty Mighty Boston?
No, I didn't know they had any other songs.
I don't think they had this. Like, did I ever tell you about the Semisonic album that I saw?
There's a Semisonic album. It's not closing time.
No, yes. There's a best of Semisonic.
Is it
Amazon.
Just closing time on repeat?
That was the joke I meant. It's like there's got to be like just 8 different versions of closing time, like all acoustic.
Exactly, acoustic
version,
electric like, version, solo
yeah,
version,
unplugged.
Backup singer singing,
remix, Christmas version.
What other song did Semisonic have?
I pull it up. The best of Semisonic, and it's songs I've never heard of.
I literally don't know any of these songs. This is wild.
What are you looking at right now?
So their follow-up to Closing Time was Singing in My Sleep.
Okay.
That's what I got.
That's yes. Yeah, that's all I got. It starts with Closing Time.
Oh, I bet it ends with Closing Time, too.
The Prize, Brand New Baby, FNT.
FNTSY? Why?
Nope, just FNT.
All right.
Sorry.
Why I do have you here, I do want to ask you about this. We've been talking a lot on the BFFs about like that second tier of starting pitchers, like after the big four. Who is your next six? Who rounds out your top 10? I know I can look at the rankings inside the Roto Experts exclusive Edge package, but
yeah, I'm not allowed to tell you.
Are you not? Are you not?
No, I could. I'm kidding.
Oh, who is your next six in order, please?
So after the big four,
yes.
Well,
sir.
Who are you assuming the big four are?
Are you not? Are you four? Not the four that everybody else has?
I know it's Kershaw, Scherzer, and Sale, but who's the four? Is it Kluber?
Kluber, yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Some people might disagree with that.
Okay, yeah, Kluber.
We're talking about his April and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So you want the next six?
Yeah, it's round out your top 10.
Next six are Strasburg, Bumgarner, Syndergaard, Carrasco, Greinke, and DeGrom.
Okay, so so it's really interesting. So you have it Strasburg, Bumgarner. I had Bumgarner at 5, which that's fine. You had DeGrom a little bit lower than I expected because DeGrom seems pretty safe to me also. We had a debate yesterday or 2 days ago about DeGrom versus Syndergaard. How close are they for you?
They're Syndergaard's 7, DeGrom's 10, and I have Syndergaard at $20, and I have DeGrom at 17.6. So $2.40.
All right, so they're not all that different.
It's a small gap.
Yeah.
It really comes down to strikeouts.
Okay.
And the fact that Syndergaard, if he is what he is, he's going to have a sub-3 ERA, not by much, but he'll have a sub-3 ERA and a better whip. That's just really what it comes down to. DeGrom is by far more trustworthy, easily. I mean, if I'm starting off my draft and I'm going Strasburg first, and maybe I'm a quick turn, I'm going pitcher-pitcher, which I would never do. But that being said, if I draft Strasburg, there's no way on earth I'm going Strasburg-Syndergaard. I would go Strasburg.
Well, yeah. Yeah, of course. That makes sense. Now, one name that was not in your top 10 that we had in ours, we had Greinke right out, probably number 11. Right in our top 10, who you did not name, was Luis Severino. Where is Severino for you? 11. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so he's just behind. He's just behind DeGrom, and we're 0.3. So if you didn't round up, but see, this is why I do this. This is why everybody's like, well, you can't spend a fraction of a dollar in your draft. I said, no, but the point is understanding that if you're going to spend, all right, 17.6 for DeGrom, he would round up to 18. Severino, 17.3, would round down to 17. So
sure.
It would look like there's a dollar difference, but it's really only 0.3. And that's the entire point of the talk about. It's like there's a big difference when you talk about the rounding up and rounding down. And as you're building your team, you're always trying to get the most for your budget. So if you can get somebody when they're about to break that next round up or round down threshold, it's smarter.
All right, there you go. From Jay Seeley, more information like that can be found in the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package. It's available now, FNTSY, when you check out for a discount. When we come back, Corey Parson takes over control. One more hour of FST to go. Jake Seeley, Greg Sussman, Corey Parson, have you. We'll be back right after this.